Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode. Exponential growth is going to come when you expand beyond general dentistry. We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple and dentistry should be simple. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another week and another episode of Dentistry Made Simple with T-Bone. I'm your host, T-Bone, and I got another solo episode this week. Meredith is still, technically I'm recording several of these in one day. So Meredith is gone today, but that's why I'm doing some of these alone. So in this series of our Dentistry Made Simple podcast, we've been focused on the dental business made simple framework. And just to kind of give you a review for those of you that are joining us, it's accelerating, slowing up to speed down. It's your revenue engine working smarter, not harder. It's scaling, becoming a business, and optimize, going from good to great. In the first episode, our relaunch episode, we kind of gave a broad overview of the framework as a whole. In the last episode, we went through and kind of gave you some more details into the accelerate, slowing down to speed up phase. And in this week's episode, we're going to kind of focus on your revenue engine, and that's working smarter, not harder. Now, before we get into this week's episode, I want to give a quick plug to a couple of things we're doing here at 3D Dentist. For those of you that don't know or that are new, at 3D Dentist, we provide phenomenal education to help grow your practice and get rid of the overwhelm and the chaos and get back to controlling your practice. Now, we do this through our mastermind program, our business bootcamp, which is focused on the accelerate, slow down to speed up. And then we have phenomenal clinical programs to help build your revenue engine. So if you want to grow or expand your revenue engine, you want to move into sleep, apnea, you want to move into dental implants, you want to add oral sedation, you want to learn orthodontics, you want to learn 3D printing, digital dentistry, you know, you want to learn some of these things. Don't forget to think about 3D Dentist as a phenomenal resource for this part of your career. And of course, most of our courses are held at our amazing retreat in Raleigh, North Carolina, where we've created a phenomenal environment that encourages openness, a safe environment to discuss, and where the learning never stops. So be sure to look into 3D Dentist if we can help you in any way, shape, or form. So let's go ahead and focus in and dive into our revenue engine. Now, the first thing I want to talk about is exponential growth. You know, here's the truth. Growth, exponential growth is going to come when you expand beyond general dentistry. That's where you end up doing your revenue engine. And basically, when you're focused on just general dentistry, your traditional general dentistry, your, you know, few fillings and crowns on patients, occasional root canal, occasional taking out a tooth, that kind of stuff, the only way to really make more or produce more is for you to actually see more and more patients. And that's where the overwhelm and chaos comes in play. So that's why we need to focus on expanding our clinical revenue engine by expanding our skill set. And really, if we think about it, if we just look at our dental specialties, why are they more profitable, more higher producing than general dentists? Because they focus on procedures that pay better, that have more profitability, are in theory more enjoyable, and require less time. Our oral surgeons, our orthodontists, our periodontists, our endodontists. So we should take a page out of their books and expand our skill set to provide more of these services within our practice. And so then the next question comes up is, which comes first, the chicken or the egg? And I've never really understood this at all. I mean, I don't know who comes first. Clearly, the egg has to come first. Otherwise, there would be no chicken because the chicken came from an egg to begin with. But nonetheless, but you have to have chickens to create the egg, assuming that chickens have sex. But you know, I don't really know. I don't watch these things. But nonetheless, but when it comes to dentistry, the chicken or the egg is, do you have a great case acceptance process in place? And should you be investing in your clinical skill set before you have a great case acceptance process? And that's the chicken and egg argument. And what I did in my practice was I focused on the case acceptance process. I got lucky maybe and focused on those things beforehand. And I would tell you that that's a great way to start. Focus on a great case acceptance process. Learn to go from single tooth dentistry to quadrant or half mouth dentistry, where you're doing more dentistry and fewer well-planned visits. That to me has led the way for me to be more easily able to add specialty services into my practice because we had a good case acceptance process. We had a good team that was on board with that. We had space in our schedule. So that's really the chicken or the egg argument. So, as it relates to the specific components of your clinical revenue engine, what are those? And I want to speak to these, not that they need to go in any specific order, but kind of what the options and opportunities are with each of these things. Now, one thing I am a firm believer on, and I would tell you that more dentists need to be offering oral dental sedation to their patients. If you want to go from the schedule of seeing patients every 30 minutes to an hour and being able to do more, fewer well-planned visits and being able to do more complex dentistry, you need to have a way to address the fear for your patients. And nothing is simpler and easier than oral sedation. So if you're looking for great oral sedation, we have some 3D at 3D Dentists. We have several oral sedation dates available. Dr. Brian McGue teaches those. And there are, of course, other providers out there for oral sedation if you don't like what we do or if our dates don't work for you. But oral sedation was one of the first revenue engine clinical things that I did in my practice. Way back in 2001, I took oral sedation so that I could actually help alleviate the fear and the anxiety for the patient so we could start doing more dentistry on and fewer well-planned visits. So dental sedation is one of our revenue engines. Now, as we go through dental sedation, there's a growth curve with dental sedation. You know, you shouldn't be stuck in just oral sedation. So for those of you that are like myself that have been doing oral sedation for a decade or more or many years, you know, there is IV sedation. And at some point, you should also take IV sedation training. I recently completed my IV sedation training a few years back, and it's been fantastic. The ability to provide IV sedation, to get a more profound level of sedation for shorter bursts of time with more titratable control is fantastic. But I wouldn't have been comfortable doing IV sedation if I didn't start with oral sedation because it got my team comfortable, it got my patients comfortable, and frankly, we use oral sedation before we do the IV sedation to make the IV part of it a little bit more comfortable for our patients. So I'm a big believer in IV sedation as a growth part of your practice. Now, when it also comes to sedation, there is general anesthesia. Now, many of you will probably never really need general anesthesia in your practice. But if you're going down the implant journey, I will tell you that general anesthesia has its place in the dental practice. Now, when it comes to general anesthesia, I'm a firm believer that you either go to a surgical center or you bring an anesthesiologist with complete and proper equipment into your practice. We happen to bring a couple of wonderful dental anesthesiologists to our practice who do a phenomenal job and give us that ability to do general intubation anesthesia for our large full mouth implant cases so that it makes me comfortable to focus just on the dentistry I'm doing and to know that our patient is going to be well taken care of and fully sedated so they have no idea what's going on and they have no remembrance of the procedure whatsoever. So when it comes to sedation, there are three levels of sedation, two of which you can provide yourself, one of which I'm a firm believer that you need to have a third-party trained provider for that in your practice. So that's oral sedation, IV sedation, and general anesthesia. Now, to make this conversation simple, I'm going to kind of go in the order that I did this in my career. Going back to 1999 when I graduated dental school, in late 2000 when I opened my dental practice, and kind of that journey or that process for me. And so much of this has been unknown to me. I never thought I would be doing some of the things I did. I didn't see myself doing some of these things. But, you know, because I'm open-minded, because I have a focus on growth, I've expanded my clinical skill set over time. But it started with dental sedation. It's why I believe more and more people need to provide dental sedation. It is a inflection point in taking control of your schedule. The next thing that I started doing was complex restorative dentistry. I took some classes at LVI on how to do cosmetic dentistry. I took some classes from Larry Rosenthal, from Ross Nash back in the early 2000s and 2000, 2001. And I learned how to do complex restorative dentistry, adhesive dentistry. Now, for some of you that are younger, it's hard for you to understand that there was a time where there wasn't adhesive dentistry. I was kind of on that inflection time in dentistry where we were moving from alloy-based cemented dentistry to ceramic-based adhesive dentistry. And so I learned, because in dental school, I didn't learn a lot about adhesive dentistry or cosmetic dentistry at all. So that was an area that I wanted to focus on early in my career. So I focused on complex restorative. I learned smile design. I learned bonded onlays. I learned all ceramic crowns. I learned, full mouth rehab, understanding bites, managing occlusion, redoing patients' bites segmentally all at once, some of these things. So complex restorative is a great way. And that's really, to me, is where dental sedation really started coming in, because then we started doing procedures that were 2, 3, 4 hours long, because we were doing 10 veneers, we were doing upper and lower veneers, we're doing half a mouth reconstruction, upper arch reconstruction, and we had these longer appointments, and we had a lot of older dentistry we're undoing. And so that kind of was my foray into understanding the need of oral sedation, was implementing complex restorative. The next thing I did after I implemented complex restorative dentistry is I kind of went into the digital world. And I bought, for many of you that don't know, I bought Cerec in 2003. I kept it for 3 months and I returned it 3 months later in March, April of 2003. And then I gave up on it. But I was seeing my friends and seeing so many other people do well with Cerec that I decided to give it another try in 2004. And I've been a great, big proponent of digital dentistry ever since, because I've seen how digital dentistry has really changed my career. Back then, it was all about reducing the patient visits. Because we were starting to do more sedation dentistry, I got tired of it. I thought it was unnecessary to sedate people just to deliver one or two crowns. And chairside CAD-CAM dentistry, Cerec in specific, allowed me to get rid of that component, because now I was able to do all of that dentistry in a single visit. And that really started my efficiency journey, where while the restoration was milling, I was able to do the direct restorations in that part of the mouth or another part of the mouth. While the restoration was milling, I was able to go have safe and convenient and non-rushed hygiene checks and do better diagnosis. So that kind of really got the ball rolling for me on digital dentistry. Now, for me, digital dentistry started as chairside CAD-CAM dentistry. It was the only option, quite frankly, back then. And then it expanded into
digital impressions later on, where I was taking digital impressions, sending things to the lab to help remove the need for impressions. And that was the real goal at that point in time. The next part of digital dentistry and that technology realm was CBCT in 2008, 2009. I bought a CBCT, and that's really when things started really taking off for our practice. I started seeing things, being able to communicate them better to patients, being able to do more dentistry because CBCT opened the world of dental implants to me, and I'll talk about that here in a moment. But digital dentistry, you know, and doing digital impressions, doing CBCT. The next step was getting digital impression machines for multiple operatories for my hygienists so that they could start taking digital dentistry. They could start taking digital impressions and really start supporting our night guard, start supporting our orthodontics, start supporting our sleep apnea, start supporting our surgical guides, really having that ability to take digital impressions kind of anywhere at any time without the bottleneck of having to wait on my CEREC machine. That was important. And then more recently, in the last couple of years, we've started doing 3D printing in our practice. And so digital dentistry and 3D printing has opened up in-house surgical guides, in-house temps, night guards, dental models and diagnostic wax-ups, veneer shell temps. You know, it's really kind of dentures. I don't do any dentures or partials, but dentures and soon hybrid, provisional hybrids. You know, that printing is really kind of taking that next step in where digital dentistry is going. And again, digital dentistry doesn't make a ton of sense for people if you're not doing advanced skill sets or you don't have that desire to do advanced skill sets. So the second part of my journey was digital dentistry.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, podcast family, T-Bone here. Are you a dentist looking to elevate your practice and profits? Then pay close attention. Introducing the 3D Business Mastermind, the dental business coaching program designed for dentists who want to see real results. I've walked the path of practice ownership for nearly 25 years. I know your challenges. I felt your pain. This is your opportunity to overcome the chaos, the busyness, and the financial frustrations of owning a dental practice. Imagine a dental practice where your appointment book is highly productive, doing the dentistry you enjoy, your team is self-motivated, and your profits keep climbing. That's what the 3D Business Mastermind is all about. In this exclusive mastermind, you'll join a league of ambitious dentists driven to elevate their practices. You'll gain access to proven strategies, personalized coaching, and a community that understands your journey. So if you're ready to supercharge your dental practice and enjoy the success you deserve, visit www.3d-dentists.com and take the first step towards a brighter future in dentistry by filling out the 3D Business Mastermind application. Now, let's get to this week's episode.
Now, once we got past digital dentistry or along the way, the CBCT kind of opened me up to dental implants. And that journey started in 2008. Well, it started before 2008. Quite frankly, it started in about 2006. I went and took some freehand implant training, and I went and did some really not so good implants on my patients, and I gave up because I wasn't confident. I knew I wasn't doing it very well. It wasn't enjoyable because, you know, it was an event, and I was nervous, and my stomach was in knots, and so I just didn't enjoy doing it, so I stopped doing it. And then that's where Conebeam reopened for me is my journey into dental implants. And that journey is still ongoing. It's amazing. 12 years later, I'm still learning and expanding my scope of dental implants. Implant dentistry is absolutely amazing. You know, I started with single tooth edentulous sites in the posterior. Then I started doing anterior implants. Then we started doing immediate implants where we take out the tooth and put the implant in at the same time. Then I started doing overdentures. I've since stopped doing overdentures because I didn't enjoy the denture part of the overdenture. And then we moved into fixed hybrids and the all on X concept. And that part has been absolutely amazing for me. You know, along the way, we've learned sinus lifts, extraction sockets, lateral grafting. All of these are designed to support dental implants. And really, the reason I got into dental implants is because it was a barrier point for some of my patients that wanted cosmetic dentistry. They'd be missing one tooth in the front, and I'd have to send them somewhere, and I wouldn't see them again for 4 or 5 months. I didn't know what happened to them. We weren't able to control the fees. We weren't able to quote things. So I was finally like, I just need to do this myself, and I need to do it well. And so that's kind of where I got into the implant part of it. So, you know, if you're ready to start adding implants to your off to your clinical skill set, we'd love to have you at our digital implant continuum, where we provide live patients for you, where we provide you the lecture, the hands-on, the didactic portion of it, and we provide you live patient experience so you and your assistant can go back to your office ready to hit that ground running. And then we sprinkle in our business, our secret sauce is our practicality and our business. We sprinkle that in with you, and then we combine it with the retreat atmosphere, and just magical things happen. We're seeing amazing things for those dentists who are coming through our digital implant continuum. The next part of this, after dental sedation, cosmetic or complex restorative, digital dentistry, dental implants, the next clinical growth pattern for me was sleep apnea. And again, I got into sleep apnea because I was a customer myself, because I needed a dental device because my wife was kicking me out of the room. So I started by making myself my own device. And then I saw the results from that, and I said, hey, I should do this. And, you know, we dabbled in sleep apnea. We provided appliances here and there. You know, over the years, the devices themselves have gotten so much better, you know, so much slimmer and so much, you know, using digital milling technologies and printing technologies, they've gotten so much thinner, and they don't stink as much. They don't look nearly as bad. They're easier for patients to use. They're more comfortable because they have a softer lining or a flexible lining in them. It's been amazing. And for us, sleep apnea really started taking off when we started understanding and using medical insurance to help make it more affordable for patients, combined with our in-office payment plans. And sleep apnea has now become a very important part of our practice, led by our team member, Liz. And we're growing, and we're doing a good number of sleep devices. We have a good referral network that refers to us. We still get patients from within our practice, and sleep apnea kind of it's his own little store that's grown amazingly well. I will say this about sleep apnea. Sleep apnea is probably one of the more difficult things to implement into your practice, because it's not like everyday dentistry that we do. There is more hoops to jump through. We have to get a diagnosis. We have to help our patients get diagnosed. We have to get a prescription from their physician. So there are more hoops to jump through. And through our sleep apnea training programs with Dr. Aaron Elliott, we walk you guys through this. We walk your team through this. We give you a proven implementation process. But I also want people to know going into it that nobody gives you money for free, and good things don't come easy. It takes time and effort and commitment to making sleep apnea work. Now, the last thing that we focused on in our practice, or in my practice, has been orthodontics. So again, kind of a recap, we talked about sedation, complex restorative, my digital dentistry journey, my dental implant journey, my sleep apnea journey, and the last bit of this is our orthodontic journey. And orthodontics has become easier than ever. I remember so well in dental school that I was like, this bracket placement and wire bending and making bites perfect, and oh my God, it was just so tedious and drove me. Although I was very jealous of the orthodontist, because, you know, most of the assistants did all the work and the orthodontist kind of had a cush life, you know, or at least that's what it looked like to me on the outside. I don't know from experience. But then we started adding orthodontics into our practice. And for me, that started a little bit earlier, probably 2010, 2012. I took some straight wire orthodontic training six-month braces from PowerProc, six-month braces from Rick DePaul. Then I took some training from Ryan Swain with six-month smiles. And then I kind of got into the bracket game. And the brackets were good. The challenge became is Invisalign became this juggernaut, and patients didn't want brackets anymore. They came in asking for Invisalign. They came in asking for and expecting clear aligners. So we got into the clear aligner game. I got frustrated because teeth don't always move the way the cartoon or the computer animation expects that to. It was just more involved, quite frankly. It was more costly because the lab bills associated with it. So that's when we turn to Dr. Matt Standridge, and he teaches a phenomenal orthodontic program at 3D Dentists, where he teaches you straight wire, cosmetic type orthodontics, and then aligner therapy, and what we should be looking for, how to set up our cartoons or our ClinChecks, to use Invisalign's term, how to set those up, what to look for, understanding rotation, understanding attachments, how to minimize, didn't say avoid, I said how to minimize refinements, how to, you know, set expectations. And really our focus is adult cosmetic orthodontics. You know, focus on those 10 front teeth, getting those into alignment, kind of leaving the bite alone, leaving the molars as anchor points and letting them do that, and kind of picking cases that kind of fit into the realm of general dentist-led clear aligner therapy. So that's been our goal, and that's kind of been our journey. And through this all, we've had great diversification that allows us to kind of recession-proof our practice. We're able to offer a lot of services to our patients, so we don't have to refer out a lot. We have great relationships with our referral base because we diagnose more, so we send out more. But it's been great. And for me, it's been fantastic. I personally have been able to get away from the day-to-day general dentistry and focus more on the surgical components, the sleep apnea components, so doing some cosmetic cases, things like that. And I look forward to the next part of that journey where, for me, I want to get focused on only doing large implant cases and kind of offloading some of my cosmetic dentistry and my single tooth implants to our associate partner in the practice and kind of moving into that next stage. And that's really, to me, why it's important to have a great clinical revenue engine, is because it gives you choices. It allows you to make more, it allows you to take more time off, but it also allows you to kind of build that business, that scale component, which is kind of what we'll talk about in the next episode, which is what has that process been like to build that scale of the practice, where the practice runs when I'm not there, where I can work 90 to 100 days a year and still make a great living because I'm focused on the dentistry I want, but yet we're taking care of patients when I'm not there. You know, that's kind of the next component. That became a necessity because I wanted to do more and more of the invest in my clinical revenue engine. So again, I want to thank you for tuning in to Dentistry Made Simple. If you're finding these episodes helpful and refreshing, please let us know if there's something specific you want us to talk about. Reach out to us in social media or email us at marketing@3d-dentists.com. And we want to hear from you. We want to know what you want. We want to know what you don't like. We want your questions so that we can have question and answer episodes. And we need your participation in that. So again, thank you so much. If we can help you at 3D Dentists, if we can help you through the podcast, don't hesitate to reach out. And I'll see you next week.